Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter too because David Gage is in the building, so to speak. David is a member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us a number of times in the past. And he's the founder of BMC Associates, which is a multidisciplinary Arlington, Virginia-based mediation and consulting firm, and he talks a lot about partnerships, and that's the title of his book, The Partnership Charter. David, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Partnering is a very powerful tool that I have used in the past successfully, and I have experienced in the past unsuccessfully. And I've seen both sides, and when it works, it's a beautiful thing. When it doesn't work, it's very ugly. It can be very ugly. And so I certainly encourage people, just like I encourage them not to get married ill-advisedly, not to create partnerships ill-advisedly. What do you think?
I think that's really good advice. It's so easy to get into partnerships, but if something goes wrong, it is so difficult to get out of them.
When we say that, we're talking about especially the you make a commitment to someone and you actually go into business together.
Right. Exactly. I was at a wedding this weekend up in New York, and sitting next to a physician, and he's been in partnership 40 years with another physician. And he was saying, "Why do you think it works so well?" And I said, "You know, I think the number one reason why partners really do well is because when they really trust one another." And he said, "That is so true." He said, "I could call my partner up right now and say, 'Mike, I need you to put $100,000 in my account, and I can't really explain why. Would you just do it?'" And he said, "My partner would do it." Hmm. And he says, like, that's real trust.
Did you ask him if he would do that for his partner?
Well, I think he would. And it's interesting. You know, you get into talks about partnerships, and everybody has that idea about, well, partners should be complementary. And that is true, but it can mean so many different things. For example, my background is clinical psychology, so I come from the psychology side of things, and I have one partner, and he comes from business. Mm-hmm. So we complement each other in that way, and that's a great way to complement one another. And in the book, I talk about partners where, like, one is a baker and one is the seller. You know, he goes out and gets customers. Well, that's a great way to be complimentary.
I knew some guys years ago who were in the insurance financial planning business.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a great prospector. That's all he liked to do was prospect. He was one of those weird guys who likes to prospect. You know, most people don't. And the other guy was an incredible customer care guy. I mean, they both served customers,
right.
But one guy brought them in. The other guy loved them up.
Right.
And they had a great partnership.
When that happens, I mean, it couldn't be better, because either one of them, if they had a business in business themselves, it just wouldn't work as well.
Well, you know,
you'd have to find people to do that other part of the work, and, you know, that's just not as great.
The trust thing is important, but the trust thing is something you earn.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing, it seems to me, David, that has to be at the beginning. Mm-hmm. That if it isn't, it's a train wreck waiting to happen. It's just a matter of time. Shared values.
Oh, exactly.
And I include in those values the work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because if you got a partner who likes to work and a partner who doesn't like to work, that's a train wreck waiting to happen. If you got a partner that's ethical and one that's marginally ethical, that's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Right, right. So I like helping partners who are forming get some data to work with and have discussions around that data. So, for example, with values, for years I was looking at where can we find some data about values and help partners to have some data. So finally I found something called the Personal Values Test, and it does give some feedback on how people rank their most important values. Rank 8 different values, but they're interesting. None of them is about integrity, which is really, really important.
Hold on to that thought, David. I'm going to get you to come back. We're going to talk about that report and do a little bit of that exercise when we come back after these messages, folks. And even if you're not a partner with anybody, you may be one day, and we're going to expand this maybe to include some other relationships maybe you hadn't thought about. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. David Gage is our guest. His book is called The Partnership Charter. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship. That's the original site where you can subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog and listen to the show 6 ways from Sunday. Lots of different ways you can listen to the show. You can actually take possession of it. We'll give you fair use of our interviews, by the way, folks. If you want to podcast them right down to your media player and burn them under a CD and take them with you if you want. We'll let you do that now. And then, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go and ask questions about your small business, about things that you want to know about your small business, and we'll give you some answers right on the spot. David Gage is our guest. He's the author of Partnership Charter, and he's been our guest now and talking about this issue for a number of years. And David, you were talking to us. You were saying that you have a survey tool
that helps give a profile of some of people's personal values, things like.
And if you take this survey, folks, if you sort of answer these questions, it'll tell you more about yourself and the partner, a potential partner that you may be thinking about joining with, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Go ahead.
So if one person is a high power seeking person or materialistic or spiritual or theoretical, it will give feedback on those values. And it's not that, for example, being materialistic is bad. It has this negative ring to it, but it's really about it's about kind of winning and keeping score and achieving. There was one partner that I interviewed, a very successful founder of a business, and she said, "What motivates me is to keep building the company is not money. I have a simple lifestyle," she said. "I eat rice and beans and live in a little Maine town, and that's fine. I'm in it for the challenge," she said. "It's about the game. The money is just kind of a way to keep score."
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very interesting. So you get this feedback about these different values.
So she needs to find a partner who shares those values, doesn't she?
Well, she can, as long as she can find a partner. That needs to be okay with the partner, that she's really out there trying to win and make it grow and achieve in that way. And as long as their partner is really okay with that, that's terrific.
Well, what you're saying is she wasn't saying she wasn't ambitious.
Right.
She was just saying she didn't need a lot for herself.
Oh, right. Not a lot of material goods. She just liked being out there and achieving and making a company grow. Pretty good person.
So if one partner likes to live in a mansion and the other one wants to live in a rabbit warren,
we got a problem.
But if both of them want to go slay the dragon and beat the pants off the competition, is that not okay?
That is okay. So another one of those values is power seeking. Now that's an interesting one, because if you've got two partners who are both power seeking, that could be problematic. They could really bump heads.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they have to have a conversation about really what that means. And that is the way that...
But does that not presuppose that one of them needs to be in charge then?
It does. Or work out how they're going to share power and how they're going to share being in charge.
I'm in charge of sales and market development. You're in charge of the operations.
Could work perfectly.
You're the boss of operations. I'm the boss of sales and marketing.
Right. But as you were saying before, the personal values are so important, so critical, because they underlie the way we make decisions. Those values mm-hmm. are the underpinnings of how we make decisions.
And how well we pass character tests.
That's right. That's true. So I like to suggest to partners, learn something about your values and have a discussion based on that information. Learn something also about your personality style, the way you communicate, and then have a discussion about that as well.
Mm-hmm. If one of you is very abrupt and direct and the other is more passive-aggressive, that's a problem, isn't it?
Right.
But now here's the interesting thing, though, see. What happens, I think, David, you correct me if I'm wrong here, we are attracted to people for other reasons. We both like the same things. We found ourselves in similar circumstances in our life experiences together or whatever, and there's some things that are on the table that appear to make us think that this could work.
Mm-hmm.
But what's on the surface. Those are the things that attract us.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't necessarily the things that will hold us together. Am I right about that or wrong?
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Sometimes those things that really attract us later really annoy us.
And that's what the survey really helps with, doesn't it?
It does. It does, because it gives people a chance to see more clearly who their partner is and have discussions about it early on.
So maybe the survey would say to me to learn about you. You know, I realize that you liked horses as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And as we contemplate going into the horse business together, what I didn't realize is you don't like to shovel out the stables. That's going to be a problem, David.
Right.
Because I don't either.
Right, exactly.
And I'm being a little facetious here, folks. But those are the kinds. It's not enough just to fall in love, is it? It's like falling in love. It's like a marriage, isn't it?
It's a lot like a marriage.
These business partnerships. Stand by. When we come back, I'm going to ask David to help us with some partnership with the use of the word partnership, and we use it too loosely these days. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You know the first time
I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend David Gage. He's the author of The Partnership Charter. David, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Well, that website is bmcassociates.com. B as in boy, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, associates.com. And people can download the first couple chapters of the book for free. Just download it and read it, and read about the advantages and disadvantages of partnership and what people can do to have safe partners, partnerships that really work.
Check it out, folks, The Partnership Charter, and how to start out right with your new business partnership or fix the one you're in, and I recommend it to you. They can find the survey in the book, too, that you talked about a minute ago.
Right.
That's very important. Very important, mm-hmm. folks. Okay. The use of the word partnership. I'm guilty, David, of using the partnership word fast and loose. I have this thing. I like to use the word partnership because it's a handy word. And I talk about, when I talk about outsourcing, I say outsourcing is one of the best things to happen to small businesses, and you know, since the pocket on a shirt, and or since the PC. And the reason I say that is because instead of me having to hire a bunch of people and make them my employees to do a lot of the non-core competency things that we do, I actually can hire vendors to do that work through outsourcing. But these people are not just some vendor that comes and goes. I mean, these are people that we depend upon. We are highly dependent upon them, and because they are doing critical non-core competency things. And so I consider them to be more than a vendor. I consider them to be, and I use this term a lot, a vendor partner. What do you think?
Well, I think that that's a great way to look at it. And but it should have certain, there should be certain things that go along with it, like sitting down in the beginning and saying, okay, we want to have more than just a passing relationship. We want this to be serious. And then get at what expectations you have of them and what expectations they have of you. And
well,
really
see,
be clear about that.
Well, when you think of a classic partnership, two parties more or more work together and they share the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
In a, with a vendor-partner relationship, there's no sharing. It's determined by contract who's going to get what. And if one party gets rich off the in the process, the other party doesn't, then that's fine because that you had a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a contract relationship, but it's a partnership to me in that these are people who do care about me, and we care about them in terms of making sure that it's a good deal for both parties.
Right. Right. Because if it's not, even if you have a great ironclad contract, if it doesn't work for the other people, it's not going to work in the long run.
Well, see, we have that kind of thing with our own customers, with our sponsor partners. I call them sponsor partners, and because everybody who wants to be a sponsor of what we do doesn't get to be that, because we have certain values that we have, and if people who want to do business with us don't share those values, we don't do business with them.
That makes sense.
Because life's too short.
Life's too short, exactly.
Isn't it? You know.
It is.
Isn't that something we ought to say to ourselves before we go into a partnership? Maybe we haven't done all the due diligence. Shouldn't we just say to ourselves, you know, life's too short. I don't need the frustration and the brain damage. Let me make sure this is going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a way of really improving the quality of your life, to make sure that those relationships pass that test.
Should we, if we're thinking about going into a partnership, should we ever, is there any other way to do this?
I think that's a key question for people to ask. Big bucks and deep pockets, and that's all I'm really interested in. You know what? I should think, is there any other way that I can get the money that I really need without trying to make a big partnership out of this?
And the other alternative may be just to do business with me, not to be a partner with me.
Right, and go to the bank and get a loan for the money that I need.
Exactly. David, I've enjoyed our visit. Good job today, as always. You always give us some great things to think about. Will you come back another day?
I sure will. Enjoyed talking with you, Jim.
Always a pleasure. David Gage, ladies and gentlemen, that's BMC.com, is that right?
BMCAssociates.com.
BMCAssociates.com. That's where you can find more about the book, The Partnership Charter. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.